November is Diabetes Awareness Month. I myself am a type 1 diabetic. It's only been about a year and a half now that I've been dealing with this disease. And on this episode of the Mom Squad, Amber and I talk with two local moms who have really made a personal impact on my life as a diabetic. Leslie and Cindy both have kids that were diagnosed at a young age. There's a lot of sleepless nights that come with this disease. Definitely not easy for the child or parent. So Leslie, let's start with you. Who are you mom to?
Yes, obviously, I am a mom, and I'm a mom of a type 1 diabetic. I'm also a nurse, been a nurse for a little over 25 years. My husband and I both went to nursing school together. And then our daughter, our oldest, is actually in nursing school currently, so it's kind of fun to have a next generation coming through.
Wow, yeah.
And how old are your kids?
16 and 24.
Wow, nice.
Cool. And then our youngest is a junior in high school, and she's our one that does have type 1 diabetes and was diagnosed when she was age 4.
Leslie, I thought of you for Mom Squad because we were first introduced. I was talking about my type 1 diabetes diagnosis on the air, and you've called in a couple times and given me advice, and I feel like we're real life friends now.
I do too. Anytime we can help each other out, that's what we're here for.
Aww. It's Diabetes Awareness Month. Same month as Thanksgiving. As a type 1 diabetic, I'm starting to get a little anxious. The best part about the holidays is the food. How do you guys handle that in your family? Do you keep an eye on her numbers, or is it kind of a special day?
No, both. We keep an eye on them, but we know, you know, that it is a little bit special. We try to encourage her, you know, kind of just eye over at her plate. Did she get protein? Does she have turkey on there? Or does she have cheese? Or does she have something that's going to help her out, even if she does have some dessert? And if not, kind of alternate who's going to say something.
Yeah, I think I did.
Don't want to cause a rebellion.
Last year was my first Thanksgiving as a diabetic, and I think I did pretty well. I was over with Amber and her family, and I think everything went pretty well for me, even with the sweet potatoes.
Yeah, I don't remember you saying like your numbers were going low or anything. So,
and I had pie and everything. So
there you go. See, and you can do it. You can do it. You just have to kind of moderation and, you know, just count those carbs and dose for them. And just be honest with, you know, the counting and the dosing so you don't pay the price later, and then drink lots of fluid, lots of water if you do start going high to help kind of try to bring that down. We are always encouraging, you know, drinks that are zero carbs, you know, whether it's Crystal Light, water, you know, Gatorade, Powerade Zeros,
yeah,
things like that. Keep fluids in, but then you don't have to dose for them.
I was getting anxiety when it got closer to the holidays last year because I'm like, this is my first time around and I just don't know how it's going to go for me. But yeah, I guess just stay on top of it. And if you need to correct, so be it.
That's right. And don't be ashamed to do it. And just, you know, I think she's taking her insulin in restaurants, movie theaters, baseball stadiums, you know, I mean, wherever. I know we've known people that would go, like, to the bathroom and do it, but then if their food wasn't there in time, then they're getting low.
Yeah.
So we were just like, you know, we're not going to hide dosing. We'll just dose when she needs to dose and move on, and that's it. And it's what we do, and everybody knows that's what she's doing, and it's just the safest for everybody. And
I think that could be good, too, because, like, for example, we had, like, a ladies' night, like, last year sometime, and this woman, like, it was a listener. We had never met her before, and right before dinner, she took, you know, her supplies out and started doing it, and Laura was like, wait, what? You're a diabetic, too? And then they got to talking, and they had, like, a connection, you know? So I think that's kind of cool.
It is, and if there's somebody, you know, knows that you've been doing this, and then, boom, all of a sudden, they get diagnosed, and they don't know what to do or who to ask, it's like, oh, I remember so-and-so was doing this. I can ask them or see if they, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it just keeps it open and keeps it, the conversation, you know, she'll have people ask her about things. And wearing her Dexcom really gets people interested because they just look at it or they look at the different colored tape things that she has around them.
Oh, yeah, the patches.
And, one person thought she had a tattoo.
Yeah, the Dexcom, it's a continuous glucose monitor. It's a little device you wear on the outside of your body, but there is a little needle that's stuck into you, and it constantly monitors your blood sugar. Pretty cool.
It gets people curious, and then they ask about it, and, you know, it's no big deal. And then it's kind of cool when they find out that, you know, it helps get rid of finger sticks because her fingers were so raw. She doesn't have to do near as many, you know, wearing a Dexcom, and what it actually does and how it downloads to the phone, and it's kind of cool.
Even Amber said that she's seen some Dexcom commercials on TV.
Yes, I see them everywhere now, and it's so funny because I never even knew what it was before Lauren.
Well, and yeah, and they didn't have it on TV then. Even when my daughter got diagnosed at age 4, it was not approved for kids. But, somebody was very pushy as a mom and was able to get it for her. But, yeah, no, there was never any commercials. And now I see it on TV. I see it on Facebook. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yes. And I'm like, this is a lifesaver, people, for diabetics. It truly is. You can sleep not worried about what's going to happen, knowing that your phone or the receiver is going to beep if you're low or you're high, so you can get, like, real sleep. Because I would just kind of doze because I was scared. Do I need to go check her again? You know, can she go 2 hours this time? Can she go 4 hours this time? How long will mm-hmm. it last? When do I need to get up? And then if I waited too long, then it was, oh my gosh, I was so guilty because she was low and I didn't need that extra 5 or 10 minutes. I should have been up, you know, to catch her before she got low.
Wow.
Or
yeah.
If she's high and she was fine, you know, then
it's a lot
like,
of pressure.
Oh, I could have slept. So it was. And then you try to work the next day and it was like, yeah, this isn't going to work. I can't function like this, doing this every day and every night all night long. So without experiencing it, people just don't know what a lifesaver that thing is.
And it really has been a lifesaver because I live by myself, single lady. I don't have a ton of family around. So that helps that my mom
Absolutely.
Can keep track of my numbers. And the only thing is, though, I just switched to an arm site for my first time ever, uh-huh. which it's working out way better for me. But I couldn't quite reach around my arm. So I had Amber
yeah.
put my Dexcom on me.
I got to shoot her with the Dexcom.
Well, you know what? And it's a good thing because then more than one person knows. So it's not just you, and she can help if you need it. I mean, you know, hey, that just helps you have a bigger, better support team, which is great. Because, yeah, I'm the only one that had done it for my daughter for years. And then finally, I'm like, my husband, I was gone. And I was like, good, because more than one person needs to, you know how to do this to be able to help her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really, it was a bond of trust, you know.
That it was fun for me.
Let's have Cindy join us now. Now, Cindy, you are one of the owners of Trendy's Boutique. First of all,
yes.
we want to hear how things are going over at Trendy's. How have you guys been doing? What's your pandemic been like?
It's up and down, you know, just like everything else is. We've been blessed with repeat customers, and so that's really kept us going. But we're doing good. We're hanging in there.
Good. Glad to hear. And now you are a mom, so tell us about your kids.
Yes, I have a 19-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Two teenagers.
Ooh, and girls.
Yes, both girls. Yes.
Goodness, that sounds fun. Your poor husband.
I know, right? He is a little outnumbered.
A little bit.
How has the pandemic been changing up your daily schedule? Is anyone working from home? What about your kids and schooling?
You know, when everything was shut down, of course, we were home and my husband was even home, which is weird because my husband's never home.
Yeah.
But since everything's back up and we're doing pretty good. My husband's back to work full time. The economy, actually, you know, for his work is just booming and trendy. We're hanging in there. My kids are in school so far. I am worried about maybe school shutting down soon, but
yeah,
hope not.
Yeah, same. We're right there with you. So what about Thanksgiving? That's coming up next week. What are your plans looking like?
Yeah, well, normally there's a tradition for my father-in-law and his wife to come up from Texas. But this year, due to the pandemic, that will not happen. He's on dialysis, and it's probably just not safe, you know, for him to travel.
Yeah, wow.
We're hoping maybe around Christmas or something. But
okay, so it's just going to be you and your immediate family then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The holidays are going to be so weird this year.
I know. It must be so sad.
Now, the reason that I reached out to you, Cindy, for this Mom Squad episode is because November is Diabetes Awareness Month.
Yes, ma'am.
And you are the mother of a type 1 diabetic. That's how we first got connected.
Yes. Just gives me chills because I remember the first time I heard your commercial, I was like, I can't believe they just talked about type 1, because type 1 is kind of one of those things where you don't know about it until it happens to you.
Exactly.
I feel. Then when you hear that, you're like, oh my gosh, they just talked about that on the public radio. You know, I was in tears in a drive-thru. So I was like, I have to message them. And then the way we got connected, it was just awesome.
Because I was talking on the air about my recent type 1 diagnosis. And
yes.
You sent me that message. I was home getting ready for my type 1 diabetic sister's wedding. So just all you know, it just seems like fate. It was too coincidental that we all got connected.
Amazing. Totally, yes.
Earlier in this episode, we were talking with Leslie, who is also the mom of a type 1 diabetic. And she is also in that Facebook group as well that we're all in. And there's a little type 1 diabetic community here.
Yes, it is amazing. That group is amazing.
Oh, I love that they have like groups and like for all of this stuff, so like you can talk to other people that are going through the same thing and get tips and advice, and that is so helpful.
Yeah. Well, absolutely, because you think maybe your kid's the only one that's being rebellious or not wanting to do what they're supposed to do, and then when you're on a group and you're seeing that other people are struggling with the same things that you are, then you're like reassured that you can get through this.
When your kid gets diagnosed, and if you're not very familiar with type 1 diabetes, it just rocks your world.
Yes, it is a totally different lifestyle.
So how are you approaching Thanksgiving with your daughter in mind? Like, do you have to change anything, or do you just like keep an eye and let her, you know, indulge?
You know, our doctor, when she was first diagnosed, she was diagnosed when she was 11, she's now 19. He said he didn't want her to change the way she lives. And I know that's kind of controversial with different doctors. So we've kind of always had the mentality of you can have what you want as long as you are dosing with your insulin to compensate.
Right.
Yeah, for those not familiar with type 1 diabetes, you have to act as your own pancreas. Your pancreas produces the hormone insulin, which helps to regulate your blood sugar. So every time you eat something, your blood sugar goes up and insulin brings it back down. Well, if I don't have any insulin in my body, that's when I have to inject and take a shot and do it all myself. This ain't your grandma's diabetes, okay? Type 1 is different.
Yeah, I mean, we don't go to extreme. Like, you know, we try not to have a ton of dessert, but yet we don't ever say, no, you can't have that because you have diabetes. You know, we never say that.
Yeah, that's smart. I like that way of thinking. Because, you know, when you say, like, you can't have that, that's going to be the one thing that you want the most.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And then it's not fair, you know, if people are eating it in front of you. I mean, that's not okay.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't develop much of a sweet tooth until after my diagnosis. It's like, go figure.
Well, I honestly think I don't, and this could just be me, but I honestly think like type 1s crave carbs. I think they crave sugar.
Y'all, I might be a diabetic then, because I crave sugar like nonstop.
You know, with my daughter who's diabetic, that's all she wants.
Wow.
Carbs and just all the time. And I'm like, it has to be something with that.
Yeah, maybe we're lacking something. We're trying to make up for the lack of sugar in our own body.
Yes.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
I'm not a doctor, but I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask about all the differences out there, the misconceptions, because I know that's something you and I have talked about, Cindy, about
how
people, there's just not a lot of awareness out there. So people don't understand the difference between type 1 and type 2. What are some other misconceptions that kind of make you angry? Because they make me angry.
Well, you know, one is people say, well, you got that because sugar all the time, or you're overweight, so that's why you have it. There's a lot of things, and you're like, people just don't understand the difference between type 1 and type 2, because mainly, when we're hearing about diabetes, we're always hearing about type 2.
Right, so, your grandma's diabetes.
Yes, so, you know, type 1 is also, you know, known as juvenile diabetes, which can also be misleading because you can develop type 1 later in life like you did.
Yeah, at age 30.
And not be a juvenile. So there's all kinds of misconceptions. But it is really sad to me that there's no awareness. There's some, but not a lot about it until it happens to you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think if people knew the signs of it, because once my daughter was diagnosed, we were like, no way, because total denial, which is normal. But then they were like, when they said what the signs were as far as going to the bathroom all the time, even through the night, always wanting something to drink. My daughter, Victoria, she always wanted something to drink constantly. And, I just, as a parent, was like, okay, well, she's thirsty, but.
Yeah, stay hydrated.
Yeah, and so, but after, they were asking the question, does she go to the bathroom? Does she do this? Does she do that? And I'm like, yes. So I think if there was more awareness of, hey, just monitor your kids, don't be alarmed, but if they do these things, you may just get checked.
Right. Yeah, I guess I always thought that all of my symptoms were just, I attributed it to something else. I thought, oh, I'm just staying extra hydrated. Oh, I'm just really tired. Oh, I'm just, maybe my hair is just thinning out. And I didn't realize there was a reason for it.
Right. And, one thing I really want to touch on is type 1, your sugar. People do not realize your sugar controls, your mentality, your body, any emotion that you may have affects your sugar. If you're happy, you're sad, you get scared, somebody says boo and they scare you. That can either make your sugar jump high or plummet. And it just makes your mentality, if you're super low, it's almost like you're comatose.
Yeah, definitely foggy headed.
So I just think that it's just a crazy thing.
Yeah, they've shown me a chart of all the things that can affect your blood sugar. And it's a list of so many things. It's hormones. I can't tell you how many times hormones have come into play.
Absolutely. Not for girls. I know for boys too. But I know if it's, around that time for girls, and, sugars are usually sky high. And for no reason. What is going on?
I've had it where I've been driving on the road and have had a close call with another driver, and it scares me so much that I look and it'll drop my blood sugar because it gave me a good scare.
Every single emotion does something to your blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird.
Now, how is Victoria doing? That's your type 1 diabetic daughter.
Yes.
She moved out, right?
She moved out. Yep. She didn't move very far for that simple reason. She lives by herself and, it's just get me too far away because what if something happens? And nobody's there to check on you or, it kind of just puts a damper on a lot of things,
So what kind of fears do you have about that, about her living on her own?
Well, she's not the best at taking care of herself. So, is she going to wake up the next morning? Is she going to, is her going to drop too low to where she doesn't get up, or vice versa, and she's so high she's sick, and so things like that.
Yeah, because diabetics can live a very fulfilling life. We can still pretty much do everything else. We'll just might take us a little longer to do it, but you still want her to go on and live her life, and part of that is moving out.
As far as living her daily life, she's great. She goes to school full time. She works full time. She has her own place. So as far as that goes, you can still live a normal life. It's just the extra, taking care of yourself and checking your sugar. And, a lot of people, when they see you prick your finger, are like, I could never do that kind of thing. And, that's discouraging.
Right. And, but, dosing in public, I don't usually, it all depends. I've gotten better about it now, but I do feel weird. I just don't want to whip out my gut in the middle of a restaurant,
Yes. Yep. Exactly. Yes.
But also, that's
a lot of people are worried about needles, when it comes to that kind of thing, too. Do you still have your Dexcom?
I do, my Dexcom to monitor my blood sugar.
Yes, Dexcoms are amazing. If anyone's, listening and they don't know what that is, it's a continuous glucose monitor, and you don't have to prick your finger.
as much.
Right. I tell everybody it's like a USB that's kind of stuck to me and sends it to my phone.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have technology on our side.
Yeah. And then, you know, with Victoria, she went from, her doctor made her do insulin shots for the first year because he wants all of his patients to make sure they know how to do the, and also you have to be a mathematician.
Oh my gosh, yes. I hate math.
To be a diabetic, it's like you learn your math really quick because it's so complicated, as you know. Like you have to take your blood sugar minus, and then you divide 15 into that, and then that's how many units of insulin you give yourself. And when you're doing shot yourself, you have to know that math.
Right.
Now, later on, after a year, she was able to be on the insulin pump. And so the insulin pump will do all that for you. It does all the math for you. So it's amazing. And we were blessed because I can tell you a lot of insurance companies don't, unfortunately, they don't pay for that.
My doctor wants me to get one, but I just don't want to have anything connected to me. And, you know, the technology is supposed to work for you, but it's technology and it doesn't always do that. And I just don't want to deal with the headache. So everybody's got their own management style.
You know, Victoria, she was on the dance team in high school, and she just didn't want that hanging on her all the time because it's basically like a pager.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Connected to your body. And so, you know, anytime you did jumps or twirls or, you know, anything, it could come off and then it would rip out of your skin, which hurts.
Yeah.
You know, so she, and at nighttime, you know, sleeping, unless you have like a, almost like a fanny pack type thing, then or a pocket. I know some people make special pockets in their nightgowns or.
Or special underwear. I've seen special bras.
Yep. But, you know, so it has its pros and cons. Definitely.
What do you want to people who aren't familiar with diabetes, what's the one thing you want them to know?
I want them to know that if they or a family member is diagnosed, then it's not the end of the world. It's totally livable, totally manageable. Even if you don't have the latest and greatest technology, you can still live your life normal. Don't let this, you know, bring you down to where you think that it's not manageable. It is. It is. And there are several resources out there to help you. And I highly recommend in this area to get on the Southwest,
Southwest Missouri Diabetics.
Yes.
Type 1 parents. I don't know. But yes, that has been a lifesaver. Really, most of the stuff that I've learned about diabetes has been through online groups.
Yes.
There's a big community out there, and that definitely helps. Again, to know that you're not alone.
Okay, so that group is called T1D, Family of Southwest Mo.
Okay, yes,
and
that's what it is.
It is amazing.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us, Cindy. You've been a great friend to me personally. I've loved getting to know you and your daughter and Amanda over there at Trendy's Boutique. Have a great holiday season.
I miss you, girls. Come and see me.